We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, turning now to chapter 37, verses 21 to 38. It's on page 759 in the Pew Bibles. Now, you remember that the Assyrian Empire has come and invaded Judah and has overrun pretty much the whole country, and now they are laying siege to the fortress city of Jerusalem. And the Sennacherib, the king, sent his emissary, the Rabshake, and he came and he mocked the living God. He mocked Judah and their faith in him, that who do you think you are that you're going to stand up to us? Nobody else has. Your gods are puny, so on and so forth. And Hezekiah sought counsel from the prophet Isaiah, and Isaiah urged him to pray, and he took the letter they'd gotten from the Rabshake, and he laid it out before the Lord, offered one of the greatest prayers in the whole Bible in the passage before this. Well, here we have the response through the prophet Isaiah that God gives to his prayer. Now, here we learn an important life lesson, and that is not to get in a trash-talking contest with the Almighty God, because he has more ammunition than you do. And that's the genre of this. The Lord is not going to be shamed. He is going to be the one who does the shaming. It reminds us that in the final judgment, it's not just going to be justice. It's going to be shaming. And you have a whole despising of their claims. One thing God argues is, do you not realize that I've been sovereign over all this? I'm the one pulling the strings here, and you're doing this because I raised you up to do it. He's going to discipline Judah. He's advancing the cause of his gospel. He's declaring his glory. He's going to judge the Assyrians. Now, Isaiah tells these things. Two miracles result. The most famous miracle is that God sends the angel of the Lord, and he slays in a single night 185,000 soldiers in the Assyrian army. By the way, the Bible is enough for us, but there are suggestions in the way it's handled in the Assyrian records that suggest that something like this must have happened. There's an amazing silence about this event as they tuck their tails, those who were left, and they go back to Assyria. And just as God foretold, there Sennacherib is assassinated by his sons. So much for mocking the living God. The other miracle, lesser known, is that God says, I'm going to do something, A, out of kindness, but to show you that you can trust me. He says, the whole nation's devastated. It's been scorched earth. Everything's burned. How are they going to feed the people? God says, by the way, I've arranged that the crops that you didn't sow are going to grow. And for the next 3 years, you're going to harvest out of fields that you didn't plant. These were written down by the chariots of Assyria, and God was showing that he is able to defeat the enemies of his people. Oh, our great enemy is sin and death and judgment. God has overthrown that at the cross of his son, and he can care for us. We can trust him with all of our hurts, with all of our needs. What a savior he is. Now, by the way, the angel of the Lord is, of course, the pre-incarnate Lord Jesus Christ. And this vignette then, it becomes in the Bible. This is why the year 701 should ring in the hearts of believers, 701 BC. That's what this event is. But this then in the New Testament is used as the set piece for the grand finale at the end of the age. When you read in 2 Thessalonians 2 and in the book of Revelation of what will happen at the end of the age when the Antichrist is unleashed to attack the church is the city besieged without hope. And Jesus says in the Olivet Discourse, so that even the elect would be led away if that were possible, but it is not possible. And at the end of history, Christ will return suddenly, and he will, Paul says, slay his enemies with the breath of his mouth, and we will then be brought into glory. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 21 of Isaiah 37. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, because you have prayed to me concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. She despises you, she scorns you, the virgin daughter of Zion. She wags her head behind you, the daughter of Jerusalem. Whom have you mocked and reviled? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes to the heights? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your servants you have mocked the Lord, and you have said with many chariots, I have gone up the heights of the mountains to the far recesses of Lebanon to cut down its tallest cedars, its choicest cypresses, to come to its remotest heights, its most fruitful forest. I dug wells and drank waters to dry up with the sole of my foot all the streams of Egypt. Have you not heard that I determined it long ago? I planned from days of old what now I bring to pass, that you should make fortified cities crash into heaps of ruins, and while their inhabitants, shorn of strength, are dismayed and confounded and have become like plants of the field and like tender grass, like grass on the housetops, blighted before it is grown. I know you're sitting down and you're going out and you're coming in and you're raging against me. Because you have raged against me and your complacency has come to my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will turn you back on the way by which you came. And this shall be a sign for you. This year you shall eat what grows of itself, and in the second year what springs from that. Then in the third year sow and reap and plant vineyards and eat their fruit. And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, or shoot an arrow there, or come before it with a shield, or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same he shall return. He shall not come into the city, declares the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. And the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when people arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead bodies. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned home and lived at Nineveh. And as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Adrammelech and Sharezer, his sons, struck him down with a sword. And after they escaped into the land of Ararat, Esarhaddon and his son reigned in his place. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.